in the driveway. I wonder if they went inside through the garage and didn't notice the package. Through their front window, I see Mrs. Stalling at the stove and Scarlett setting the table. The TV is on, and Tara sits in front of it, wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Quietly, I walk up the steps to the porch and open the screen door. The package is gone. I walk back down to the sidewalk and glance again through the window, trying to see if Scarlett is wearing them. She's not. Tara stands and jumps like a kangaroo over to the table. Hop, hop, hop. Shiny pearls flop against her chest. That little brat. That little sticky finger brat. There's got to be a way to get the pearls back. I could wait for her to come outside in the morning, and when she least expects it. A horn sounds from the street and I jump. Kate is behind the wheel, and Cal is in the back of the pickup waving his arm. Come on! The ladybugs are here! For a second, the pearls vanish from my mind. I follow the truck on my bike to the train depot where Kate signs a paper for the ladybugs. Then the three of us load the crates into the truck. Each crate holds two sacks filled with ladybugs. There must be millions of them. They'll make a great sight tonight at the Ladybug Waltz.